it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best.
The only people that got hurt were the American public, the fans, and eventually the planet Earth.
Now, here's Bob and Joe.
Well, good day, America, and welcome to the Spano and Black Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out on the West Coast, and you, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, they're taking us along for the ride each and every day. We have affiliates all around the country. They get their names mentioned every now and then, mostly then, not so much now, but we love them nonetheless. But it's all about radio on the go, the devices, the various different ways you can get not only this show, but all the terrific programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Nobody better qualified to talk to you about it on the planet than Mr. Joe Spano.
Couldn't agree with you more, Bob. I'm going to dive right in and talk about the ways that you can take Sports Byline with you, starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. Listen, Live Link allows you to keep up with all the doings on the network as they happen, and a wealth of archived interviews on our homepage, all separated by genre. All that and a lot more at sportsbyline.com. There's the great apps. There's iHeartRadio, there's TuneIn Radio, there's Stitcher Radio. They're all downloadable to any device you can think of, whether it's Android, whether it's Windows-based, whether it's Apple-based. They all have a wealth of on-demand content from Sports Byline, and they all, most importantly, have a Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channel. And then let us not forget the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. And if you're serving this country anywhere in the world, we're happy and proud to bring some programming to you.
Well said, Bob. This hump day edition of the Attack going to be baseball focused, especially in hour one. Obviously, we're going to recap AL wildcard matchup between the Orioles and the Blue Jays and that dramatic ending. We'll preview the NL wildcard matchup between the Mets and the Giants. And in between, John Frankel from HBO's Real Sports will join us and give us and tell us about a very interesting story that they did on HBO Real Sports about the ability that umpires could have to get it right. But up next, we'll recap the great AL wildcard matchup between the Orioles and Blue Jays. That's next here on the Attack. No flipping.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
Make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $599, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
Hey, it's me, your house talking. You know what would make me really happy? If you head to Lowe's for big savings on their Porter cable drills, so you can start building your 20-volt system. They have all the torque you need to finish that project you've been putting off. You do that for me, and I'll stop peeling my wallpaper when I get bored.
Make your home happy with great deals right now at Lowe's, like up to 30% off Porter cable power tools. Valid September 26th through October 12th. Excludes accessories, U.S. only.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Come on, that's not right.
There's a drive. Deep left field, back toward that wall, and it's gone. Oh, there's a drive to deep left field, and the ball game is over. Absolutely electrifying moment to send the Toronto Blue Jays into the ALDS against the Texas Rangers, and he knew it as soon as the ball left the bat.
Our pitchers pitched real well the whole game to hold that club to two runs to that point, and you can make a case probably other than Zach. Ubaldo pitching better than anybody we've had for the last six or seven starts, so, you know, those are a lot of tough decisions, but we've been a little different if you're playing at home. But you know, there's a lot of different ways to look at it. If we didn't have so many good options down there and wanted to have a strong sack and have him there in case the game goes extra innings, but there's so much more to that game. But I know the world that you have to live in, so I respect that.
The sounds of the AL wildcard matchup between the Blue Jays and the Orioles bring us back to the Spano and Black Attack here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I'm Joe Spano. He's Bob Black, 1-800-878-PLAY. If you want to join the conversation, that number to get involved again, 1-800-878-7529 on Twitter. In 140 characters or less, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA. And the place we're going to start, of course, is with the Toronto Blue Jays 5-2 victory, walk-off victory in 11 innings over the Baltimore Orioles that allows them to advance to the ALDS and take on the hated, in their case, Texas Rangers, in what should be a barn burner of a series. And from here, we'll take a break from the AL wildcard matchup. We'll talk to John Frankel from HBO's Real Sports at 25 after this hour, 8:25 a.m. Eastern time, about a really great story that he did on the ability of umpires just to get it right. And the catalyst of a lot of this is former major leaguer and current MLB Network analyst Eric Burns. So that'll be fun at 25 after hour number one. Out of that, we'll tie up all the loose ends with the AL wild card series, roll into a wild card matchup. We'll roll into a preview of the NL wild card game at the very back of hour number one. And then hour number two, going to be a true mixed bag of sports talk, open to anything that we come up with. And all the way through, you can weigh in at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, or at Sports Byline USA. Bob, and we should get right into it again. Blue Jays 5, Orioles 2, 11 innings in the most dramatic of fashions as Edwin Encarnacion hits a 3-run walk-off blast off Ubaldo Jimenez that ends this one. Sends, the Blue Jays to the ALDS and the Baltimore Orioles to the golf course.
Yes, they do. And there's all kinds of speculation as to what should have been done in the 11th inning. But I'll tell you what, that shot that he hit, second deck, no doubt, off the bat. You saw the look on the catcher's face as the camera took it from the center field position. He was, oh, my God, I'm out of here. And, you know, it was just a wonderful baseball game played by two very deserving teams. Toronto got the best of it in this particular situation. Baltimore goes home. And the questions about Buck Showalter's decision-making process involving his pitching began right after the game.
As it should, Bob. It was a great baseball game, and there's no doubt of that. You get to this game itself, and Toronto starts off taking the 1-0 lead on the Joey Bats solo blast. Mark Trumbo sneaks one over the left field fence to give the Orioles the 2-1 lead in the fourth. And then you have the single in the single run in the sixth from
Toronto,
from Toronto, and it's all in the fifth rather, and it's all knotted up at 2 apiece, and that's how it plays out. We're in the bullpens early in this one, which I thought would be the clear advantage for the Baltimore Orioles, as you know, Tillman for the Orioles only goes 4 1/3 as he gets in trouble in the fifth, and Buck goes to his strong bullpen early. Stroman was terrific, only making the one mistake to Trumbo. He goes 6. And then from there, the Blue Jays are in their very suspect bullpen, which really struggled down the stretch and looked like it could be the deciding factor. And once you get in the bullpens, everybody thought the advantage would be to the Baltimore Orioles. Well, the Blue Jays bullpen stepped up in a major way. Francisco Liriano takes the ball from Roberto Osuna, and Liriano, as the starter at that point, he's hanging on to that baseball until this game ends or his arm falls off, whichever comes first. And then we get to the decision by Buck Showalter in the bottom of the 11th to bring in Ubaldo Jimenez in this tie baseball game, and, well, the rest is history. Now it's time for us to start either second-guessing or understanding the decision of Buck Showalter, so I'll let you run with it.
Well, I can certainly understand why it would be questioned. I mean, you have the best relief pitcher in baseball sitting in your bullpen who never gets off the bench and comes into the baseball game. So that's the obvious picture being painted. But there are a number of things, and you led up with it in talking about the Toronto Blue Jay bullpen and how suspect it was. Well, until the game ended in the 11th inning, Oreo hitters went 0-for-16 with nobody getting on base leading up to that point. You can point at the Baltimore hitters for that aspect of it. You talk about not bringing Britton in off the bench out of the bullpen. Well, in the 9th inning, because I heard people talking about it, well, you know, in the 11th, two guys on, you got to get them in there. Okay, I can agree with that. But you could also make the argument, if you're going to use that as your case, well, then it should have been done in the 9th as well when the winning run was sitting on second base. Buck didn't do it. He got away with it in the 9th. He didn't get away with it in the 11th.
Well, here's the big problem for me. You can't have this series end with him never getting in the game. And I understand this is where home field pays dividends. You know, we've talked about there were two edges that we noticed in this game. We felt the edge of the Baltimore bullpen over the Toronto bullpen was palpable and noticeable. It was a real edge and something that you could sink your teeth into, and two teams that have okay starting pitching were throwing their best starters on the mound that day and also had lineups that could really rake. We found a big edge for Baltimore in the quality and depth of their bullpen versus Toronto's bullpen, and we felt home field advantage would be big just because of situations like this. You know, obviously it's the old standby in baseball. You don't want to bring your closer in unless you're holding a, you know, 1-3-1 lead, run-to-three-run lead in the last inning of the game. Well, the realities are, once you get into extra innings like this, you don't know when that's going to come or if that's going to come for you. It's an elimination game. The last thing I want out there is one of my starters who's not used to being a reliever. Now, forget the fact that Ubaldo Jimenez had a horrible year all year long until about his last 6 starts. At some point, Zach Britton has to get in this game. And then once you turn this thing over to one of the starters that are in your pen, leave it with them. That's at that point, because I can tell you this, Francisco Liriano, once he took the ball for the Blue Jays,
That
was it. He was hanging on to that baseball until the game ended. So in my mind, with the depth and quality of the bullpen and the way it stepped up for Baltimore, bottom of the 11th inning, Zach Britton's coming into that game. If he gives you 1 inning, great. If he gives you 2 innings, great. If at that point you have to turn it over to either Dylan Bundy or Ubaldo Jimenez, who are the two starters in that bullpen, well, you do it. Because you got to feel with your lineup at some point, because they've turned the ball over to Francisco Liriano and there's no looking back. You've got to feel at some point you're going to break through against him. Put yourself in a position where you control things and you have the lead, because there's no margin for error. It's a tie game at that point. So I think you have to see Britton in the 11th. Hope you can get the 11th and 12th out of him. And then you roll into, like I said, either an Ubaldo Jimenez or a Dylan Bundy, and they're going to hang on to the ball as long as the game's going.
Well, you know, again, we want to paint the full picture, and we'll pick it up after John Frankel. But I wanted to present the whole thing with the hitters, with the decision that could have been made in the ninth inning. He was consistent. He felt and he said in his post-game conference, he felt it was going to go a long way in this game.
Well, we'll talk to John Frankel from HBO's Real Sports next here on The Attack. No flipping.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add four more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack, Bob Black, Joe Spano. It's our pleasure to be joined by HBO's John Frankel from Real Sports, and he joins us in a very good time in that postseason baseball is upon us, and did a wonderful report on how bad the umpires get it when it comes to getting the strike zone right. And welcome to the Attack, John, Bob Black, and Joe Spano. Nice to have you with us.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Anytime. Timely stuff. And Joe and I, for years have been railing about the technology and the fact that we're big believers in, hey, let's get it right. And this report that you did just shows how wrong the umpires get it.
Well, I want to share something with you that came from a friend of ours who actually somebody we did a story with down in Arkansas a few years back, a guy named Coach Kevin Kelly, who coaches Pulaski Academy. And he's a big numbers guy. He's the guy that doesn't punt on fourth downs with his high school team and always onside kicks. And he believes in numbers, so he believes in statistical analysis when it comes to sports. And he said, since watching your story, I can't even watch baseball anymore without thinking about stupid human error and balls and strikes. You ruined the postseason for me. there's a smiley at the end of that. you know, the argument on one side, and we kept going through this when we were doing the story, and Chapman Downs, the producer, worked tirelessly and was extremely conservative about how he wanted to go about this because he always wanted to give Major League Baseball, the umpires, the benefit of the doubt in this case. But at the end of the day, you come away with there's two arguments. I mean, the scale looks like this. You've got tradition on one side, the romanticism of baseball, timeless traditions. And on the other side, you have cold, hard facts. You've got numbers. Now, there are going to be people that dispute the technology. Jerry Crawford in the piece, former umpire for 34 years at the major league level, says, I don't believe the technology. I don't believe you're a professor at Yale. I've had other people who say to me, the cameras can't possibly be lined up correctly. You can't shoot from center field with the third camera because you can't see through the pitcher, et cetera, et cetera. But we went over the numbers time and again, and we had them analyzed, not just by Toby Moskowitz at Yale, highly regarded in his field, wrote a book called Scorecasting about statistical analysis in sports. But we also took the same raw data and gave it to a third party out on the West Coast and asked him to come up with the results, and he came up with nearly identical results that we reported.
And the results are 12% of the time the umpires get balls and strikes wrong. That's number one. So with the technology that we have in place today, why not just get it right? And number two, if you watch the special, Eric Burns behind the plate with the earpiece in, the game went seamlessly. Nobody would have known had they not been told. The balls and strike calls were coming quickly, efficiently, and always correct.
Yes, that's right. I think, you know, again, going back to the argument of tradition and so forth, you know, as I said to Eric at one point when we did the interview, we actually did a couple of interviews with him, and I said to him, I said, if you're looking for perfection, then isn't the next step to then play every game indoors in a controlled climate environment? All outfield walls are put at the same distance. There are no unique characteristics to a ballpark. I mean, if that's what you're looking for, then why not go all the way? And he said, that's not what I'm talking about. He says, I'm talking about technology allowing us to be perfect. You know, others would argue, why do you need it? I mean, if in fact, as we reported from Toby Moskowitz's crunching of the numbers, that there's a bias even towards home teams, well, I mean, everybody plays the same number of home games, and if it comes down to a playoff game or a playoff series, or as we demonstrated, illustrated in the piece with the 2011 World Series Game 7 between the Cardinals and the Rangers, maybe, in fact, that's the home field you're playing for more than anything else, which is the bias of the umpire when it really counts. And some people would say, why should that even be an issue if we have the technology to get it right? And I can argue both ways. You know, as I said to Brian at one point, I said, look, let's assume that, say you have a financial advisor. And just by definition, investing in various things, you're not always going to get it right. In fact, most of the time, you don't get it right. But let's assume that the person who's your financial advisor works for a company, and they know that the technology exists where they can give you nearly perfect advice on what to invest in. Don't they have a responsibility to use that technology?
Couldn't agree more. I mean, again, this is something Joe and I have been talking about for a long time. The reluctance of major league sports to let themselves drag technology into their game and then use it to get things right is astounding to both of us. And, you know, again, the ones they've corrected things as far as the play-to-play things. It's all good. In theory, calls shouldn't be missed on the field anymore. It happens very, very, very rarely. But I want to piggyback something Joe said. There was no interruption of the flow of the game while this was going on, and that's one of the big arguments of people who are against the technology, is that it's going to disrupt the game. I watched it. There was no disruption.
That's right. That's right. And even the we not only interviewed and used him in the piece, the manager of the minor league ball club out in San Rafael, California, but we spoke to a couple ball players, and they were all, to a person, had great reservations about using the technology before they had a chance to play with it. And then afterwards, they all felt like, hey, this works. It didn't interrupt the flow of the game. I guess the question is, you know, on a home run ball, a guy being safer out at the bag, there's not much room for interpretation, right? I mean, that's not a judgment call. They either did or they didn't, except on the rare occasion that literally a base runner, you know, hits the bag at exactly the right moment that the ball hits the leather. But generally, those are black and white calls. But let's take football, for example. And maybe you're going to argue with me or make the case that it's a different scenario, but should we start calling holding penalties using technology? Should there be a guy up in the booth who can, you know, through his earpiece, you know, talk to the line judge or whichever and say, hey, there was holding on number 73 on the left side. You missed it. Throw the flag. That's an interpretation call, not a black and white call. That's a judgment call, is it not?
Oh, it is. It definitely is. It is a judgment call. I don't think balls and strikes are the same. I'll use I'll make a better, what I think is a better analogy, and I'll make it to tennis. Serving faults in tennis, where they use the technology now to call those, you know, via laser, and they always get them right. Or replay on in and out. You could say those are subject to interpretation as well. I think they're a much better analogy to balls and strikes. If you have the ability to get them right without interrupting the flow of the game, do it. I also, I also very much like the college game and the way they in football and the way they use replay. Every play is automatically under review, and they can buzz down, and the replay official can make the decision. They're able to reverse targeting calls or initiate targeting calls. So I'm a believer, if you don't interrupt the flow of the game too much, use the technology that's here to get it right. That is the most important thing. We have it. You know, I understand, you know, the tradition and human error is part of the charm. No, it's not. Getting it right is the charm to me, John.
Well, and what's interesting is this, and like I said, I could make the case or pretend to make the case on both sides. That I agree with you that, especially when you're talking about big business, right? Doesn't every player today tell you when they reach the level of Major League Baseball or the NFL or whatever the sport is, when they reach the top level, and the owners alike, they all say, well, it's big business now. There is so much money on the line. Why wouldn't you want to get it right? You know, it could be as simple as a guy's bonus. It could be somebody making the postseason. It could be... it could be a guy's sponsorship because he hit whatever his percentage increases based on that. So I agree, when there's so much money involved, it seems worth using. The one thing that I'm curious what you think about this. You know, Eric Burns said that it has altered history, that watching all these mistakes, which amount to about 30,000 missed balls or strikes over the course of the season, that it's altered history. And I talked to some people who know baseball and the history of the game even better than I do. But I think you look back at the winners of Division Series, Championship Series, World Series, I think you'd be hard-pressed to say that there is a team that advanced or won and had no business winning the World Series.
Now, that's a very good point. It's... You just don't want it dictated by bad calls. It's just amazing. John, we've got you for literally about a minute right now. We're up against a hard break. But I was also within this piece, and we could go on for an hour. I was amazed by the arrogance of Jerry Crawford. Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? It was astounding.
Yeah, it's listen, would you want to be determined, you know, like all our computers today, obsolete? You know, who wants to be irrelevant? And I think that if he were to come out and say, you're right, the technology gets it right better than we do, then they're gone. You know, as soon as one umpire caves, the whole fort gives in. And so I think he's going to hold the line and tell you. And they do get it right most of the time, but not enough. I think the percentage of error, when I talk to people about it, people in the game, they were really surprised to see that it was the rate of error was so high when it came to calling balls and strikes in that gray area. And, you know, and it was 24 pitches a game.
No question about it, John. John, we appreciate the couple minutes. HBO's Real Sport this month. Check it out. It's one of the great reports on what is always a great show. Thanks for your time. We'll have you back somewhere down the line. Your stuff
love
is always topical.
It. Thanks, guys.
You got it.
John Frankel, HBO Sports. We'll be right back.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick-cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation varies.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, October 5th, and that's the Rite Aid 1 of 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event, Wednesday, October 5th. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Think nothing of it. It's all good.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, Sandy Roberto out in the West Coast. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY at Joe Spano 56 at Bob Black 71 and, of course, at Sports Byline USA. And, Joe, before we get back to the game, just, you know, unfortunately, we had a tight schedule with Johnny's in demand right now. And, you know, the amazing thing to me, and if you watch the piece, Jerry Crawford's arrogance, and look, you know, like he said, like John said, nobody wants to be obsolete. But number one, they're not going to lose jobs. The umpire is still going to be behind the plate. They have to make plays at the plate, call plays at the plate, all that kind of good stuff. What really highlighted the arrogance for me was the fact that baseball really does go out of its way to improve umpire performance. They give them a CD within 20 minutes after each game, and they put the pitch video on it. And you know what Crawford's response was to it? I threw it in the trash.
Well, there you go. He's perfect. Here's the realities, Bob, and then we'll move back to the AL wildcard matchup, roll into the NL wildcard matchup. We've always seen this with officials in any sport as they start to introduce replay to kind of challenge their calls, as it were, in an effort to get it right. We always see the blowback. They take it as a personal affront. And really, they shouldn't. They should realize that technology makes things clear-cut when it works correctly, when it's in working order. And obviously, you know, with the resources that these major league sports have and these major sports leagues have, they're going to make sure their technology is the latest, the greatest, and always in excellent working condition. So that's never an issue. You know, these officials have to realize, we all understand, or we should understand, their job is very hard. And what they do better than any other human beings on the planet. You know, they take this so personally.
Yeah.
And I get it. Nobody wants to be second-guessed. I understand all of that. But you don't see the weatherman getting upset when we make fun of him for getting the weather wrong half of the time. He just keeps cashing his check. You know, and I don't think these officials, whether it be NFL referees, in this case, Major League Baseball umpires, they shouldn't take the use of technology as a personal affront. And the fact that we've done studies that show that they get calls wrong as a personal affront. Understand something. It's a thrown ball that moves at 90-plus miles an hour on average and breaks X number of degrees. And you're calling somewhere in the area of 250 to 300 pitches during the course of a game. The fact that you only get 12% of those wrong in live living color is a testament to how good you are at what you do, not
exactly
how
right.
bad you are at what you do. But we have the technology now to seamlessly get it right with an earpiece and somebody. And what we can do if the umpires are that unhappy, like we did with replay and everything else, we'll give you another job. We will teach you, the umpires, how to use the technology, and you'll be the guy telling the member of your crew in his ear whether it's a ball or a strike. So you'll get another job out of the deal. You'll always get it right. And it's not as though, as you said, and I thought this was a great point. It was something I was going to bring up to John, but the damn hard break always gets in the way, is that you still need a home plate umpire, as you said. Safer out calls at the plate, fair or foul stuff before it gets to the bags, pace of play, keep the game moving, you know, the administrative stuff that a home plate umpire does would still need to be done. So he's not going to be without a job. We're just going to get it right. It's along the vein, and that's why I made the tennis comparison, and I know it was kind of out of left field, but it couldn't be a more accurate comparison when you think about it. You know, within the last decade, they've found the ability to get fault calls, serving fault calls correct. It used to be a chair umpire, and sometimes they, you know, mostly they were right. But again, serving 100 to 120 miles an hour, you know, into a box.
Right.
Most of the time they were right. There was a percentage of time that they were wrong, even on line calls, in or out. Again, they were wrong. They now use the technology, and it's very, very seamless, especially on fault calls, because there's an audible alarm that lets you know that it's either a fault or not a fault. It's that easy.
Yeah.
So we get the same thing with this bit of technology in baseball, where they were whispering in Eric Burns' ear, number one. And number two, directly out in center field, there was a light on. So if he couldn't hear the earpiece, he could look at the light.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like there was ever going to be any disruption. The flow is great. The umpire doesn't lose a job, and we get it right. It's why I get frustrated with the NFL sometimes and the way they go about their replay. Having the very best officials and the very best technology, if they combine their efforts with what they do on the college level as far as how they handle replay, they'd always get it right in the NFL, and they'd always get it right relatively quickly.
Yep.
So when you have the technology, embrace it. And the officials can't look at it as a personal affront. They just have to look at the realities. We are not machines. We are human beings. You guys are the best human beings in the world at calling and officiating these various sports. We're not criticizing you. We're just taking advantage of the fact that technology has now advanced beyond the human eye and everything else. And we can always get it right. And if we truly embrace it and we do it in the most practical way, we can minimize the interruption of flow. And ultimately, we can get it right, because a lot of people talk about in the various sports, and it's always baseball. Well, there's a certain charm to the human era and human element. No, there's not. There's no charm about it. So to me, get it right. The technology's there. Everybody stop their carping and whining. We can get it right if we truly embrace technology properly and open things up and do it the right way. In all these sports, we can minimize the disruption, not add any time, and not add any time to the length of games, and ultimately get everything right. We also have to be smart in how we do it. As John said, do we want to start every holding penalty? No.
Right.
You got to be smart and be reasonable, you know, because you can't micromanage everything. But with proper common sense, embracing of technology by all parties, from the officials to the leagues to the players, in every major professional sport and every major professional sport league, we can get it right almost all the time, and there will be rare miscarriages of justice.
It'll be 99.9% of the time. That's literally what it comes down to when you talk about the thousands and thousands
of plays. It's like a bar of ivory soap, 99.44% pure.
That's exactly right. But two things there before we get back to the game, and we will get back to the game. Number one, it's going to happen. When you have reports like this, when the technology gets refined more and more and more, I can guarantee you, it is going to happen, regardless of the objections of the umpires, regardless of the objections of the purists, regardless of the objections of any union, whether it's in collective bargaining or whether the commissioner just decides and they do a little side deal and they work it out the way they did with current replay. It is going to happen. So get over it. Put your ego on the side and just recognize the fact that it's going to be done correctly. That's number one. Number two, if you're into tradition, if you're into the old school nature of the game, if you're into the romance and all the thing about baseball, well, I'll make a deal with the umpires union. We'll let the players, we'll let the broadcasters, we'll let the support staff and everybody else get on the jumbo jet and fly to the next destination. The umpires can take the bus or the train. How's that for romance?
All right. That works.
Right? You want to be romantic? You want to be traditional? Get on the bus. Go from New York to St. Louis on the train. We'll see you in a couple days.
Yeah, it'll be hard. We'll have to wait for you because we'll already be there. But
the game will be going. And guess what? Technology will take care of it. We'll see you in a couple days. Have a nice
exactly.
trip.
Exactly. You know, and again, to kind of bring it full circle and move back to the game, it's there to do it. I know all these leagues, and moreover, their officials go in kicking and screaming. But ultimately, it's the best thing for the game. Human error is not charming. It's not all that charming. It's just wrong. I'd like to see the NFL tweak their replay so that they can fully embrace the technology, take advantage of it, and just get it right. I'd like to see them do it in all sports. Yeah. And I understand the reticence of the umpires. I really don't get it, but I do understand it. Nobody wants to be second-guessed, but the realities are, as I said, it's not a personal affront against them, and they shouldn't take it as such.
Hey, look,
there's limits to the human eye, and there's limits to the human body that technology can override. You're there to control it. You're there to manage it. Let's just ultimately get it right. And once we do that, all the games are better for it. And if you notice, as we adopt more and more replay, We always find that it works better, and we never end up going backwards, do we?
That's exactly right. And for all those guys, you know, you talk about the insults. They're not going to be replaced. You're not going to lose your job. Get over it.
No. So cash your check and be happy. All right, so what do you say we get back to the game? Again, AL wild card matchup, Blue Jays over the Orioles, 5-2 in 11 innings. The Edwin Encarnacion walk-off is the winner for the Blue Jays. They move on again to advance to the ALDS to face the Texas Rangers in what should be a barn burner of a series and also an extremely chippy one if you can have a chippy baseball series. That said, the story of discussion, and it has been for the entire hour that we've spent talking about the AL wild card matchup, is Buck Showalter's choice to leave Zach Britton in the bullpen and to have him never see the mound and to go out without your closer and your best pitcher ever getting out there. I think, again, it's not unheard of for Buck. This is how he's always managed. Go back to 1995, ALDS, Yankees, Mariners. Jack McDowell on the mound for three innings. John Wetland never sees the mound. Didn't like it then, don't like it now. I think at some point after you've exhausted most, if not all, your trusted primary options in the bullpen and you still find this one knotted up, Britton has to come out of the pen and give you as much as he can. Then at that point, you turn it over to a starter and say, listen, you're running the table as long as we're in it. Because with that lineup, while the Blue Jays have already turned it over to a starter, maybe you break through. That's my thought process. I just don't think, and I know how Buck's done things, and that should, on some level, explain to you why he's done what he's done. But again, I think it's a really, really bad decision. When you have somebody that, when you have a pitcher that's given up one earned run since the 1st of May coming out of that bullpen and truly had a Mariano Rivera-like year and was as automatic could be, get him out of the bullpen, let him give you two innings, gives you a chance to break through against Francisco Liriano. And then if that doesn't work, at that point you have to go to Jimenez and he's got to get you seven and you're going all night long, so be it. But you can't leave him in the bullpen waiting for the perfect situation. It's part of the curse of being the road team in these playoff situations. The perfect situation may never come. And once it looks like it may not, you better push that chip into the center of the table and play it and hope it pays dividends. Because if you leave him in there, he's waiting and he never sees the field. It's like leaving the power bat, Bob. Yep. I'm waiting for the right time. Who's hurt? I'm waiting for the right time to pinch hit him. Well, right time never came.
I'll voice it on the other side.
Fair enough. We're Spano and Black. No flipping.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Get out your notebook. There's more.
Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. We're talking about Buck Showalter's decision not to bring in Zach Britton. And Joe, I look, I'm on the same page with you, but that's why I wanted to paint the full picture of he could have done the same thing in the ninth. Get your reliever in there, nail it down, and make sure you get to that 10th inning when you had the runner in scoring position. He made the choice not to do it. By bringing in Jimenez, he told you exactly what was going to go on in that inning, come hell or high water. It was going to be his starter, because he expected it to be a long, long extra inning game. Unfortunately for Showalter, it didn't get that far because Jimenez gave it up. He's consistent, as we've talked about. It never changes with Buck. He's going to take the heat for it. He'll survive. You and I both think he should have brought in Britton. He didn't do it, but you know one thing about Buck, he won't change when it comes to that stuff. He has a true belief in what he's doing.
Yeah, I mean, I don't agree with it. And I think the differences between the ninth inning and the 11th are pretty drastic in that he had Darren O'Day on the hill. Great ground ball pitcher, a terrific reliever for a long time. In Ubaldo Jimenez, he's had a guy that's had, I understand his last half a dozen starts have been darn good, but it's been such a forgettable year with such control issues. And
no
you've
question.
Got a guy that's normally a starter coming out of the pen. You know, it's not a situation he's used to. It was a recipe for disaster. You know, and when you look at what was left, he not only had Jimenez, he had Dylan Bundy, a younger player, as another starter. So you could decide to go to one of those two late. But he did also have Tommy Hunter, who's a veteran reliever, not a great one, who had been dispatched by the Indians. So I'm using Britton in that spot. I'm trying to get two innings out of him, see what happens. If the game's still going, I'm probably going to Jimenez, and then, you know, starting in the 13th, whatever happens, happens. I did all I could.
Right.
That's a wrap on hour one. Hour two, NL wildcard preview, and a whole lot more. We're going to step aside right now, and then we'll be back with hour two of the Spano and Black Attack right here on Sports Byline.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Donald Trump always puts himself first.
The campaign of Hillary Clinton and Tim Kaine has been an avalanche of insults.
In the only vice presidential debate of 2016, the VP nominees, Democrat Tim Kaine and Republican Mike Pence, spent a lot of time attacking each other's running mates. Tim Kaine saying of Trump,
he built a business career, in the words of one of his own campaign staffers, off the backs of the little guy.
Mike Pence saying of Clinton,
there's a reason why people question the trustworthiness of Hillary Clinton, and that's because they're paying attention.
Polls indicate Republican Mike Pence the big winner at last night's debate. Millions of coastal residents across the southeastern U.S. now being told to get ready for Hurricane Matthew, which could impact the U.S. as early as tomorrow. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley urging coastal residents to gas up vehicles and head 100 miles inland. This is USA Radio News.
If you have ever had an email account, shopped online, or used a credit card to make purchases, you are in dire jeopardy of identity theft. You must protect yourself now. Call our partner, ID Lion, at 1-800-941-6844 and sign up now for free. That's right, free. USA Radio Networks and ID Lion want everyone to have identity theft coverage. If you sign up now, we will give you a $50 gift card. Identity theft destroys credit and causes horrible issues for those that are hacked. Don't be a victim. Take advantage of this incredible free offer and sign up now. Call 1-800-941-6844. One out of every four Americans are going to have their identity stolen. Don't let it be you. It'll ruin your good credit score. Get protected and get your free $50 gift card. Call right now, 1-800-941-6844.
5 days after a New Jersey transit train slams into Hoboken's terminal, searchers say they've recovered a second data recorder and a video camera from the front of the wreckage. And that's not all.
Engineer Thomas Gallagher's phone was located inside his backpack among wreckage the NTSB's Jim Southworth says his team couldn't reach for days.
We looked to see if those are in place or being used at the time of the accident.
That phone, along with the data and voice recorders from the lead train car, are now in Washington being examined. At Hoboken Terminal, work continues around the clock on the crash site.
There is still quite a bit of material that needs to be removed.
Ethan Harb, New Jersey.
Superheroes, the theme at a funeral service today for a South Carolina 6-year-old killed in a school shooting last week. Jacob Hall will be in his casket dressed as Batman. He died last weekend after he and two others had been shot at school a few days earlier, allegedly by a 14-year-old boy who also allegedly killed his father. This is USA Radio News.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, October 5th, and that's the Rite Aid 1 of 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event, Wednesday, October 5th. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
You can now read a collection of liberal Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg's writings and speeches, as we hear from correspondent Karen Adams.
Bader Ginsburg, also known as the notorious RBG, is out with a new book, My Own Words. The book has some of the 83-year-old's earliest works, going back to when she was in the eighth grade. It's her first book since becoming a Supreme Court justice in 1993. Karen Adams, Washington.
The recent robbery of reality star Kim Kardashian in Paris has a lot of people wondering now about the safety of posting on social media, as we hear from Lisa G.
A person can easily find out your location if you're tagging it on Instagram or if you're posting images with recognizable landmarks. George Waller, the executive vice president of Strikeforce, a cybersecurity company, says cyber criminals are typically financially motivated. He says if you're posting photos of expensive jewelry or expensive gadgets in your home, you could make yourself a target. It's also a good idea to check your privacy settings on your smartphone.
And you can get ready for the return of the Gong Show. If you're kind of young, you might not even know what it is. It was a 70s and 80s program that featured amateurs with unique and, in more than a few cases, no talent. And it's up for a reboot on ABC like the original. This new Gong Show will have a rotating panel of celebrity judges who can end any performance by banging a big gong. The network has ordered 10 episodes. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
And now it's time to take a ride with Joe Spano and Bob Black, the Spano and Black Attack, on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio. It's sports talk at its best. Now, here's Bob and Joe.
The cops ain't likely to catch up with us, not tonight. So we can all be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves. Because I may as well tell you folks that old Ruby there with the gun, he's pretty nervous and jumpy. He's got the itch between his fingers. Let's everybody stay where they are.
And here you go. Welcome back to The Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano. If you got the itch between your fingers, well, you're in the right place. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's a toll-free telephone number. Of The Attack, Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They're taking us along for the ride each and every day. Affiliates all around the country love us. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Devices, platforms, various different ways you can get not only this terrific show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Whole lot of ways, Bob. Starting with the award-winning website of the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, sportsbyline.com. Listen live link that allows you to listen to all the doings as they happen. And on our homepage, a wealth of archived interviews separated by genre. All that and a whole lot more, including how else you can listen to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, is all there on sportsbyline.com. Then you have the great apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher Radio. They all have a wealth of on-demand content and all have Sports Byline Broadcast Network live channels. And finally, the American Forces Radio Network around the world, where all the good people of our armed forces can check out all the programming on Sports Byline, including the Spano and Black Attack.
No question about it. We appreciate your service. We like to give something back. Hopefully you're entertained a little bit, and it gives you a little bit of a taste of home.
Well said, Bob. In this hour, focus is going to continue to be on baseball. Any final thoughts on the AL wildcard matchup? Roll into the NL wildcard matchup and preview that. That's coming up tonight. Big pitching matchup in that one. That should make that a whole lot of fun. And then we'll mix it up. All kinds of sports stories and a whole lot of fun. Your calls all the way through at 800-878-PLAY. Your tweets at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. But we'll kick off hour two next, talking more baseball here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
Lawns love fall. They love backyard touch football and kids diving into leaf piles. But what lawns really love is fall's cool air and warm soil. That's why now is the time to use Scott's Turf Builder grass seed to help repair and thicken your lawn from the long summer. Scott's Turf Builder grass seed grows grass quicker, thicker, and greener, guaranteed. So pick up a bag today. Fall time is yard time with Scott's.
If you or someone you care about is trapped by addiction to drugs or alcohol, then don't miss this life-changing message from the Addiction Recovery Network.
Hi, I'm Adam Weil. I'm CEO of the Addiction Recovery Network. Addiction doesn't discriminate, and treatment's not a one-size-fits-all approach. There's no cure for addiction. Addiction is a lifelong journey that people struggle with every day. We find the best treatment centers that have the full continuum of care that will ultimately give people the best chance to succeed. Dealing with an addiction is hard enough. Finding the right treatment shouldn't be. Please, if you or a loved one are struggling with addiction, don't wait till it's too late. We're here to help.
make one of the most important calls of your life. The call is confidential and could save your life or the life of someone you love. Private insurance could cover the entire cost, so call 800-300-3388. That's 800-300-3388. 800-300-3388.
This is Carrie Cooper for Guitar Center's Focus on Rock. Shop for the greatest selection of music gear on earth at guitarcenter.com. There's always a sprinkle of mystery and magic when we consider the man, woman, girl, or boy behind a song. Join me over at focusonrock.com, where we look at the girl behind the inspiration for Harry Chapin's 1972 hit Taxi. Who was Sue in the Taxi? How did they meet? And why did she inspire such beautiful creativity in the late, great Harry Chapin?
Whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, Guitar Center has the gear you need to bring out your best. And going on now, you can save up to 30% on select gear during our singer-songwriter event. Get a Martin X-Series acoustic electric guitar for just $5.99, a Latin percussion cajon for $79, or a pair of AKG K52 headphones for just $29. Don't miss your chance to save on everything you need to write, record, and perform. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter event is going on now, in-store and online.
Hey, it's me, your house talking. You know what would make me really happy? If you head to Lowe's for big savings on their Porter cable drills, so you can start building your 20-volt system. They have all the torque you need to finish that project you've been putting off. You do that for me, and I'll stop peeling my wallpaper when I get bored.
Make your home happy with great deals right now at Lowe's, like up to 30% off Porter Cable Power Tools. Valid September 26th through October 12th. Excludes accessories, U.S. only.
You're back with the Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
You know, this is a nice place to visit.
Well, sure it is. Welcome back to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano, at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA, 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number, 1-800-878-7529. Let's get hour two underway, my friend.
All right, Bob, and again, it's going to be a lot of baseball as we're going to tie a bow around our thoughts as it relates to the AL wildcard matchup between the Orioles and the Blue Jays, and then we'll roll into our preview of the NL wildcard matchup between the Giants and the Mets. Great pitching matchup in that one, Thor and Madison Bumgarner. That should be a whole lot of fun. And then we'll move it along. There's other stories around the world of sports we'll dive into. We'll have a little fun along the way, and we'll keep you moving and keep you entertained for the next hour here on the Spano and Black Attack. And I guess my final thought, and I've been clear. I think Buck should have had Britton in there to start the 11th. I've also, like you, we've made the case, and I gave you the history of how Buck does this going back to 95 ALDS, where Jack McDowell took the hill and John Wetland sat in the pen. So it's not unprecedented. Doesn't mean I like it anymore. And there are those that talked about the ninth inning and everything else. Well, that bullpen is loaded with guys like Brock and Darren O'Day. And Darren O'Day, when you got runners on and need a double play, he's the perfect guy to bring in. He's a ground ball pitcher. And they brought him in, and he did just that the ninth. So, to me, that's not the same situation. When you start going to that starter and you're leaving that ace reliever in there until the perfect opportunity, it's like leaving the great slugger who's hurt and can't play the field on the bench as a pinch hitter until the perfect situation comes, and then it never comes. And he never comes off the bench. I guess the only other question I can ask, and I guess I'm not going to be as critical in this spot as a lot of people. A lot of people asked, well, in the ninth, he intentionally walked Encarnacion to get to Joey Batts. Again, trying to set up the double play, you know, with Darren O'Day, a ground ball pitcher. And people ask, well, why didn't he do that again? That I'm not going to get all that upset about. You can't ask why he didn't. I'm not going to get all that upset about it. Different pitcher, perhaps different situation. I get it. Again, to me, the overwhelming and overriding thing for me is Britton has to be in there in the 11th. You've got to try and get those two innings out of him and hope you can break through against Francisco Liriano. And then come the 13th inning, if we're still not at a two apiece, I guess your veteran starter's going out there and you hope for the best.
Yeah. That's exactly right. I'm not disagreeing with your thought process there. I also believe that Buck should have brought him in. He didn't. Once Jimenez was on that mound, however, that was it. Hell or high water. One guy on, two guys on, three guys on, didn't matter. Jimenez was had that inning. He was going to own it and go forward from there if they were able to get out of it. Unfortunately for the Orioles, they didn't get out of it, and he'll take the hit for it. Then, you know, Buck can handle it. He's a big boy.
He sure can. Well said. And once again, a Buck Showalter coach team or managed team doesn't end up getting to the top of the mountain. A lot of close calls, not quite there. And again, I know nobody in Baltimore can be disappointed. Yeah, you're disappointed about the end, but nobody can be disappointed with the season the Baltimore Orioles had. And I've got, and here's where I pat myself on the back before we move forward. Find me, besides me, five other people that predicted anything beyond a last place finish for the Baltimore Orioles in the American League East in 2016, and I'll call you a liar.
Well,
I predicted they'd win the division. No, I predicted they'd win this division at the start of the season. I did it in March on our airwaves. Yep. They didn't win the division, but they made the playoffs as a wild card, and I didn't hear anybody else say that, including you, when you were on the air with us.
I said playoff contender. I didn't predict them to win the division. I picked Tampa Bay for last, and that worked out, actually.
Yeah, proven to be right there.
But that being said, look, Showalter teams are always going to be competitive. I mean, it's like you said, hasn't been able to get to the top of the mountain. That aspect of it is disappointing. His critics are going to hone in on that, and that's what they're going to focus on. Can he only take you so far? Look, this isn't a football team. This isn't – a lot of breaks come into play when you're talking about whether or not a baseball team can get to the World Series, and everything has to go right, especially with the additional layers of playoffs that have accumulated over the years. Bucks teams are there every single year. He knows how to run an organization. He is consistent. Can he wear on his players? Yeah, I don't think as much now as when he was younger. I think he used to wear on them before he kind of aged and mellowed a little bit. Mm-hmm. But it's his way or the highway. And for an organization, and we talk about that all the time, Joe, for an organization, you want consistency from the top on down. Baltimore, after years and years and years of struggling and just having PP baseball, finally has that in place with Buck Showalter and what he does for this organization. For anybody that thinks they're going to put the blame on him and somehow he'll be on the hot seat going forward next year, you're a fool.
Well said. I don't think he's on the hot seat at all. They do need to get over the top at some point, but I certainly don't think he's on the hot seat, and I think you're spot on right there. Oh, and by the way, over the next couple of days, because I don't remember you predicting anything remotely resembling lofty things for the Orioles, I'm going to have to go into the Wayback Machine, have the archives pulled. I want to hear it for myself because I don't remember
ahead. Like I said, contention. I felt it was going to be a wide-open division. Okay. What I did feel, because I felt the Yankees were going to win it, that was my prediction. What I did feel was that Tampa Bay was going to be last and everybody else was going to be in the mix, but I thought the Yankees were going to win.
Okay, fair enough. All right, but I still am going to pull the tape just for the heck of it.
Go ahead, do it.
I got to have some fun. I got to have some fun because I'm always a believer. Since we tape everything and everything's archived, when we're right, let's play it. When we're wrong, let's play it twice.
Absolutely.
What do you say we start rolling into the NL wild card matchup between the Mets and the Giants from Citi Field. And if you like orange, well, today's your day as both teams have orange in their uniforms. And this one will take place at Citi Field in Flushing, Queens. Noah Syndergaard taking a bump for the Mets. Madison Bumgarner for the Giants in what should be a great pitcher's duel.
Yeah. I mean, look, we all know what year it is. It's 2016.
Even
Giants should be going all the way. But... But with that being said, they barely got in. And
doesn't matter. Now it's the postseason. You know,
they're so built
for the postseason like the Mets would be if they were completely healthy that, you know, if you can throw Madison Bumgarner out there a lot, they'll always have a chance. But that's the Giants. They've dealt with injuries. Mets beset by injuries. Both these teams find their way into the NL wild card and the postseason. You know, when 100% healthy, both ideally built for postseason play, this year. Neither is 100% healthy. Don't know how well they're built for postseason play. Whoever does win this matchup will find out very, very quickly as they get to take on the Cubs in the NLDS.
Well, you know, you talked about the injuries, and for both teams, it's remarkable that either one of them got there. And the consistency all year of being able to grind through the schedule, being able to grind through the injuries, being able to grind through all the adversity is a testament really to both teams and both managers. It could have very easily gone south for both of them at any point, and nobody would have, well, maybe Terry Collins would have been blamed. But, you know, with that being said, it could have very easily folded for both teams. They managed to grind their way through. I don't think either one of them has a particularly great chance against the Cubs, maybe the Giants a little bit more than the Mets because of the Giants pitching. But, you know, the fact they're even here is a testament to both teams and I think to both managers.
Well said, Bob. And I think it'll be a very intriguing game, much like the AL wildcard matchup in that you have two true horses on the mound. Yeah. Is there a better postseason pitcher in all of baseball than Madison Bumgarner?
No.
And Thor, Noah Syndergaard, is a young lion, and he proved last year, and he proved this season, you know, that he can be the linchpin and the bell cow of a staff as the Mets were beset by injuries to their starting rotation. So this is a real deal horse pitching matchup. It'll be interesting to see what happens when these two teams get to the bullpen, and most likely they will. We'll pick it up right there next here on The Attack. I'm Spano. He's Black. Join the conversation at 800-878-PLAY or on Twitter at JoeSpano56, at BobBlack71, at SportsBylineUSA. More of The Attack right after this.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Yesterday, Cliff Sora shared a top 10 list of hot fusion restaurants, a vegan gluten-free mashup recipe, and a podcast featuring organic food trends. Oh, TMI, too much internet information. That's oversharing. Cliff, Geico has something worth sharing with your friends. Like how on Geico.com you could save hundreds on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim. Gluten-free info that's easy to swallow. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack. Sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Nothing is in this league is easy. There's no shortcuts. I've never lived in this community. I'm super excited, man. I'm pumped to get started.
Welcome to the Attack. Bob Black, Joe Spano at Joe Spano 56, at Bob Black 71, and of course at Sports Byline USA. Giants Mets wild card tonight. City Field, nice matchup between two stud pitchers. And, you know, Joe, you were talking about Syndergaard before we went to the break. And for a team that has stud arms, most of them hurt at this point in time, he's been the one shining light among the young arms, along with Bartolo Colon, the ageless one. But, you know, Syndergaard made his bones last year against Kansas City, where he basically stood on the mound and said, if you have an issue with me, I'm 60 feet, 6 inches away. Come, let's discuss it. You know, he's ready to go, and he's up against one of the best in Madison Bumgarner. Should be a great baseball game.
Absolutely, Bob. I mean, you know, for one night, because they both bring their very best to the hill as far as their starters, you know, I guess obviously you have to give the Giants the advantage with the starter, however small it is, because it's Madison Bumgarner.
Sure.
You know, but certainly Noah Syndergaard takes a backseat to few, if anybody, in baseball as it relates to being a frontline starting pitcher. And as you said, he showed his mettle in the playoffs last year, and he won't take a backward step, and he certainly won't shrink from this challenge. You know, he will come and embrace this one heads on. And again, you know, when you start to get to the bullpens of these two clubs, I like the Mets bullpen.
Yeah.
Familia is a terrific closer. You know, albeit sometimes he can look like Mitch Wild Things Williams, and nothing is ever easy. But behind him is Addison Reed, who's been a terrific eighth inning guy, and an array of pieces in that bullpen that bring it, all have different arm angles. There's lefties, there's righties. I like what their bullpen offers, and I think to me, in many ways, that may be the clear edge. The Giants have a lot of pieces and some quality bodies, but I like the back of the Mets bullpen better than I like the back of the Giants bullpen. That, coupled with home field, hard to bet against Noah Syndergaard. And it's a very, very, when you're looking at it from a pure betting standpoint, this is anybody's game. But bullpens always prove pivotal in the postseason, one way or the other. The Mets bullpen is better. Whether Terry Collins manages it well is something else, as he has a tendency to manage postseason baseball with his pitchers like it's the regular season, and you can't do that. But I think if the starters end up pretty much at a deadlock and a stalemate, if this thing goes to the bullpens, I like the Mets. But there is that chance of Madison Bumgarner spinning that magic and rendering everything else a moot point and dominating this game. But I do, if asked to make a pick, and you really haven't asked me, but I'll take it upon myself to make one anyway, and we can see how good I am at making picks by what happened last night. I'm gonna take the Mets here to advance. And I know it's an even year and everything else, and these are the years the Giants win, and maybe for a short series because of the volume of starting pitching that they have right now. Maybe the Giants are better equipped to do battle with the Cubs than the Mets are. Well, this is a one-game, all-hands-on-deck series. And for that, at home, in their own building, I like the Mets a little better.
Well, you know, I flipped the coin yesterday on it. And, you know, just for the sake of discussion, I went opposite with Toronto.
Because you were right.
I'm not too bright, actually. But I'm going to go with the Mets.
I'm inclined to agree.
Well, you'd be wrong. I'm going to go with the Mets on this one. And, you know, one of the reasons, and it's always the very quiet acquisitions sometimes that can make the biggest difference. And you know, if you remember last year, the big splash, of course, was Yoenis Cespedes. But the ones that flew under the radar directly before that were Kelly Johnson and, you know, a couple of the other minor deals that were made by Sandy Alderson. Well, he made one, you know, in with Arizona with Fernando Salas. And what they did there was bring a former closer into the bullpen. They managed to get the inconsistent Hansel Robles and push him back a slot, even though he can bring it at 97 miles an hour. And now that bridge from the seventh inning on of Salas, Reed, and Familia, let me tell you something. Terry may manage a certain way in a regular season. He's going to go by the book in the postseason this time around. If Syndergaard struggles at all coming out of the sixth inning, that's what you're going to see. Whether or not it makes a difference, well, we're going to find out. I mean, the Giants have struggled offensively all year. The Mets have been inconsistent on offense all year, but they can certainly slug the baseball. In this one-game coin flip, I'll flip it on the side of the Mets.
All right, cool. We agree, which means the San Francisco Giants are sure
we'll
to advance.
Traveling
and take
to
on
Chicago.
The Chicago Cubs to start the NLDS. But I guess that's the baseball. And there's really not much more. We went top to tail on the AL wildcard game. There's nothing more you can add in the way of a preview of the NL wildcard game. Two dominant starters take the bump. The one that's got the better chance to dominate and render everything else a moot point is probably Madison Bumgarner, but both definitely have the ability to do it. We both agree home field advantage in these situations can prove pivotal as you get last licks, and it really affects how teams manage their bullpen, witness last night.
Yep.
And we both like the back of the Mets bullpen better than we like the back of the Giants bullpen. And when you have a bridge, the big thing is on Terry Collins. If they have the lead, he's got to manage like it's the postseason and not like it's the regular season the way he did last year. It's the only criticism I have. A lot of people don't like Terry Collins as a manager. It's the only criticism I have of Terry Collins as a manager is the way he handled his bullpen in the postseason and the way he handled his pitchers. I love the way he handles his everyday lineup. I love the way he gets everybody in there, keeps everybody sharp and everything else. So I may be in the minority, but I think he's a pretty darn good manager. I know a lot of people don't like him, think he's terrible. And if the Mets didn't make the playoffs this year, despite the injuries, fire Terry Collins. I don't see it.
Well, you know, Joe, I think your critique on his handling of pitchers is legit. During the regular season, I think he does it well. During the postseason, it was questionable.
It's just that he handles it too much like a regular season game margin of error has to be smaller, and I don't see him doing that. That's my big critique,
now,
specifically.
Within the Kansas City Royals series specifically, I don't think it would have made a difference. The Royals were the better team, and I think they were going to come out of it. But the criticism is legit. The way he handles his everyday players, everybody's sharp, and he makes it abundantly clear. It's going to be on production. You produce, you play. You don't produce, you don't play. It's as simple as that. It keeps his players with a certain edge. And if you saw the post-game celebration after they won the wild card, which was a little bit over the top for my taste, but hey, those players love playing for him. They respond to him.
Well, you know what it is, Bob? If you're on that roster, whatever your role is, you know you're going to work.
Yep.
It's not like being a bench player on an American League team and literally your entire season you spit sunflower seeds and you never see the light
of
day.
The month of July, right.
Terry Collins is so great at getting everybody rest so that come October they're fresh, but also keeping everybody sharp. And he's great with his everyday players and how he massages them and keeps them sharp and rested, and everybody plays. And when it's next man up, it's not as if this guy hasn't seen the light of day and he's dusting somebody off. And that I do love about him.
Yeah. I think one thing you're going to see in this game, Joe, and we saw the ability all season long for runners to run on Syndergaard. Rene Rivera will be catching Syndergaard. He's kind of become his personal caddy anyway. But the reality is that with Darno's inability to throw out runners, Syndergaard's inability to hold on runners, Rene gives them a fighting chance. He will be hitting eighth in that lineup, and he will be catching Noah Syndergaard tonight.
Yeah. Travis Darno throws like Mike Piazza. If he hit like him, everything would be fine.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, it's a valid consideration.
Well,
I mean,
he's really
become a catching prospect in baseball for a long time. They tried to move him at the deadline. Nobody was interested in him.
It's really become problematic because of his inability to stay healthy, his inability to be a dominant bat. Unlike Piazza, who other than throwing, did everything else well behind the plate. He boxed balls well. He called a very good game. There's nothing really enticing other than his bat about pitching to Travis d'Arnaud. And when he's not hitting, he's a liability behind the plate, you know, much more so than Mike Piazza was. And, well, this year he didn't hit and he was banged up. So you start to wonder, I don't know that he's the future behind the plate of the Mets, something you thought was shored up for 10 years. Well, it isn't.
No, absolutely not. And, you know, again, game one, who's back there? It ain't him.
Yeah, and that says it all. You know, backs against the wall, elimination game. I don't care how bad you throw and everything else. If you could hit like we expected you to hit and like it looked like you could hit, he'd be in that lineup, personal catcher, no personal catcher or anything else.
Yeah.
Just shows you how far his stock has fallen and how far his production, not only as a defensive catcher, but as a hitter, has fallen.
Yeah, no question about it. It's going to be a fun night. I mean, look, baseball in New York is always an exciting experience. This will be no different.
Up next, Bob, let's have a little fun. Let's go off the beaten path. I love when they reboot old game shows. We'll talk about it next year on The Attack, along with a whole lot more. I'm Spano. He's Black. Keep it where it is.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Bob and the 2 for $4 croissant.
So, here's a doozy. I'm eating my 2 croissant for $4, you know? And this lady comes over, making big moon eyes. And I'm like, keep your paws off my other croissant, ma'am.
Great story, Bob. Thick cut bacon and eggs on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation varies.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
If you're over 65, there's one place you should be Wednesday, October 5th, and that's the Rite Aid 1 of 65 Plus event. In addition to the 20% off seniors get every first Wednesday, you'll get an extra 10% off that day if you get an immunization. That's 30% off almost everything in store. If you need another reason, the CDC recommends a flu and pneumonia shot if you're over 65. They're both free with Medicare Part B and no appointments necessary. So stay healthy and don't miss our one-day event, Wednesday, October 5th. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
You're listening to Sports Talk at its best. The Spano and Black Attack on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Attack. Go, Joe, go.
Well, if you don't know the music, you weren't around in 1977. That's Gene Gene, the Dancing Machine, and I'm talking about the reboot of The Gong Show. Now, if you weren't around in 1977, you don't know what the heck I'm talking about. This was maybe the very worst, but yet the very best game show perhaps anybody's ever seen. They found these really talentless acts, generally, and some really off-the-wall famous and semi-famous personalities and a coked-up host and a stagehand who they turned into a star. And you had a game show that was absolutely off-the-wall, hilarious 30 minutes of just out-of-control laughter. Whether this is how they meant it to be or not, boy, it worked. And I don't know if they can reboot this, Bob.
Well, I'll tell you what, friend, and that's the reason why I came back the way I came back. Because if you remember, and I took a guess you were going to do Gene Gene, the Dancing Machine. If you remember, when he was dancing, it was, go, Gene, go. That's why I said, go, Joe, go. It was literally the most fun. It was appointment viewing when you were done with school to run back and go watch that in the afternoons. It was that much fun. It was crazy, and I don't know if they'll be able to recreate it, but I did read an article on it, buddy, and I saw that they said that, you know how all those retro comedies, and you know, you see the Comedy Network, and you see a lot of TV Land and MeTV and all that kind of good stuff where they resurrect some of these old shows. They said the culture has finally caught up to The Gong Show. It was almost forgotten, and now, especially in this talentless age that we deal in with personalities and celebrities with absolutely nothing to offer other than their boobs, their butts, or a sex tape. This could be, if they get it right, just be perfect, perfect timing to bring this back.
Yeah. I mean, you know, now with the, you know, now with the internet and everything else, they'll find all kinds of off-the-wall, wild, wild acts that, you know, that'll just be absolutely hilarious. Again, the magic, part of the magic was the celebrities at that time that they had were off the wall, whether it be the unknown comic, whether it be Jamie Farr, Artie Johnson,
J.P. Morgan,
who, you know, they were off the wall, and who's gonna be a host like Chuck Barris?
Well, you know who they had on there a lot, too? Foster Brooks.
Yes, well, they're not going to be able to recreate him for two reasons. He's dead, and number one, as a lot of these people we mentioned are, and number two, you're not lovable drunks are not allowed to be played on modern television anymore.
Yeah, no, this is true.
So, you know, again, I know ABC's done a lot of work trying to reboot old game shows and try and catch lightning in a bottle. They're cheap to make.
Yeah.
And they're cheap and easy to make. And if you get some numbers, they'll be a moneymaker for you. So it should be interesting to see anybody that was around at that time, like myself. I was a kid, and I mean a young kid, you know, 1977. But as you said, you know, memories I'll never forget. You can relive them all on YouTube. And if you don't remember the show and you want to have some idea of the insanity that we speak of, and it was insane. You know, one thing, normally a game show host was very staid and stoic and what was the ringleader of the game show. Chuck Barris was out of his mind.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the accusations of him constantly being all coked, I mean, he was crazy. You know, and Gene, the Dancing Machine, was a stagehand.
Yeah.
And literally they had played that song that I played, and they saw him dancing, doing his distinctive little dance, and they thought it was funny. They put him on stage, and he did the dance. And during it, all the celebrities that were part of the show, whether it be the judges or Chuck Barris himself, would do the dance too. Chuck was out of control. If you ever go look at the YouTube videos and watch him gyrating around, I mean, he looked like a fish out of water.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, so in 2016, it's going to be hard to recreate that because of the anarchy that existed on that show in the 70s will not exist today. But again, just intriguing because they're rebooting old game shows that I love. They did it with the Match Game, which I always loved for its, you know, for its humor, which was, you know, and that, again, that was also a chaotic game show with really racy humor. The reboot, not chaotic and not racy in its humor, it doesn't work. So it'll be interesting to see how this all works out.
Yeah, no question about it. Like I said, it was fun in its time. If they get it right, it will catch on. And you mentioned the other shows that they've redone, you know, the $50,000 pyramid and the Match Game.
No, it started out as the $10,000 pyramid when it first came on.
Right,
they had to inflate it to $100,000 because, well, it's 30,000 years later. Right. $10,000 ain't a lot of money anymore.
Right. And it's funny, of the two, that one is working for the most part. I've watched the both of them and with Michael Strahan. And the one with Alec Baldwin.
You know, everything he touches turns to gold.
Well, you know, it's funny, and it has. The one with Alec Baldwin, and I don't know how the ratings are. I don't care. But it's lacking. It's lacking that spontaneity that Gene Rayburn gave it. And, again, the panel. Well,
Gene Rayburn was, you talked about Chuck, but Gene Rayburn was out of his mind.
Yeah,
you're
no
old enough to you're old enough to remember. Do you remember him on The Tonight Show?
Oh, yeah.
He was one of Johnny's great. He'd lay across the couch.
Oh, no question. They were all wasted, but, you know, he took it to a new level.
Oh, yeah. He was great. And the show had an anarchy. You know, the veiled references to Charles Nelson Reilly's sexuality, which were hysterical, you know, along with that bad toupee.
Right. Paul Lynde, when they would have him on, you know,
the two of them, it was hysterical because. Yeah. There was always, it was pretty well known that both of them were gay, but it was anywhere from 1973 on to the early 80s. It wasn't acceptable to mention, so they never mentioned it.
Right.
There were the occasional veiled references. If you remember on Match Game, Charles Nelson Reilly would play it as Chuck, a very macho, you know, which was, I think we all could. Exactly. Yeah. So, but I mean, just the anarchy that ensued with that show, that you're not going to get it now, and that's what happened. I mean, now they do the same thing as it relates to taking third level stars. You know, I always got a kick when they would run the, and here's the stars, and it would be like, Bobby Van, and then, you know, it's like, oh, then Elaine Joyce. You know, and it'd be like, well, who's Elaine Joyce? And then you come to find out it's Bobby Van's wife.
She was on the cruise ship show, you know.
She wasn't even that. No, she was literally, she looks like Lauren Tweez, but she's not. She was literally, if you look at her IMDb.
Oh, no, I meant the guest.
Yeah, no, her credits were, you know, the game shows that Bobby Van did. Like they did Tattletales because you needed a husband and a wife. There'd be that, you know, Brett Summers, who basically claimed to fame was, she married Jack Klugman and she got to play Blanche on The Odd Couple.
Right.
You know, and then there'd be a couple of others that you knew better, Bill Daly and whatnot. But an awful lot of them, these are stars. They're like, who are they? Even now you're hard pressed to know who any of them are. And it's 20 years in the rearview mirror.
Oh, my God. But even looking, at the current panel of stars, like they had the one night I watched the show, they had Rosie O'Donnell on and there was somebody else.
So I guess she's Brett Summers,
right? I forget who it was, but it was a cast of stiffs. You know, it really was.
Well, I mean, if you want to try and capture the magic, here's an idea. You know, with Charles Nelson Reilly, you had the closeted gay guy.
Yeah.
What about getting Bruce Valanche? He's a guy who's done relatively nothing. He's done game shows before. He's in show business, and he's the closeted gay guy. He'd work perfect.
I, I, I think he's starting to push like 100 years old now. So I don't know. Okay. You know, but again, you know, they're trying to mix. Like I said, for the most part, it's because political correctness has stepped in, so they can't go in certain directions. What I've seen a couple times I've watched it is they're making a lot of fun of Donald Trump, which, of course, is always fair game in their world. And a tip of the hat to Alec Baldwin. He's using the Gene Rayburn invented extension microphone.
Watch some of the old ones before he invented the mic. It's actually pretty interesting. Go back to like 73. He hadn't invented the mic yet.
Yeah, but it was pretty cool. The telescopic mic. And Baldwin gave a little tip of the hat to that by using it. So that aspect of it is actually pretty cool.
Dumb Donald is so dumb.
How dumb is he?
and
you know, it's funny when they try to do that on the show. Sometimes the audience gets it. Sometimes they don't.
Because it's
such a young and dated audience to a certain point that they don't get the joke. Alyssa was so sexy.
How sexy was she?
Dead silence.
Yeah, nice. Awesome. They can't do a retake? Schmucks, you got to go along, but whatever.
Yeah.
How about a little more audio? We'll get into a segment that'll take us the rest of the way.
Sounds good.
We'll do that in just a second here, because guess what I did, because I didn't want audio to play while we were searching around. I turned off the audio, but it's back now.
There you go. Bring it back.
Any celebrity riders of Space Mountain?
Several dozen.
Am I going to get any names
you
today?
Want me to start with Halle Berry or what?
Oh, Halle Berry rode Space Mountain.
Of course she did.
The dirtiest player in the game and the dirtiest old man in the game, Nature Boy Ric Flair, on his radio show. That was courtesy of MLW Radio, talking about his alleged tryst with Halle Berry.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, he sounded so foggy. I'm wondering if it was the only name he could remember.
Rick's kind of foggy. 67 years old, and he still lives life like a kid. And, well, he has a bank account like a kid. And literally, in order to go out and do anything, he's either got to get it on the graft or he's got to break, you know, take the hammer and break the old-fashioned piggy bank and try and get some quarters out. As, you know, through four marriages and living like his wrestling character, he has squandered every penny he has.
Yeah, but he's going to live life to the fullest until it finally just comes to a dead halt.
Well, I guess if you want to know about the Big Bang Theory, there's your man. I mean, and he truly does live life like a kid. In bad taste to bring up the old fling from 15 years ago, but I guess when you're doing a weekly show and, well, you know, I love Ric Flair. I thought he was a lot of fun, but he's a 67-year-old washed-up old wrestler and does a once-a-week radio show. What the hell else are you going to talk to him about? How many weeks in a row can we talk about him and the late, great Dusty Rhodes going at it, right? Him and Roddy Piper? It's like, okay, well, let's talk about who you've been with, because that's always fun, because you were limousine riding, jet flying, you know, kiss stealing, wheeling, dealing kind of guy. So, as you said, he was in Atlanta, you know, according to rumors, he was in Atlanta at the time. Halle Berry had gotten divorced from David Justice, and according to Rick, she took a ride on Space Mountain. People close to her are denying it. A couple of things. You know, if you don't want your name out there, well, you know, don't be out there, number one. Number two, if he's ultimately lying, and Rick's been known to, I'll be kind, stretch the truth a little bit.
Exaggerate a little.
No, he stretched the truth or outright lie. If he's lying in this case, there'll be a lawsuit coming just for giggles, because the truth is, what's Halle Berry going to get from Ric Flair besides an IOU?
It's the first time her name's been mentioned in a while.
Well, and there you go. Woo! We'll wrap it up right after this.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans
We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE. 855-254-7483 or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
We're back with the Spano and Black Attack, sports talk with an edge on the Sports Byline Radio Network and Sirius Satellite Radio.
Welcome back to the Attack. Want to thank John Frankel for coming on board. That was a hell of a good spot, Joe. And, you know, I don't know how you top Ric Flair and Halle Berry on Magic Mountain, but...
Space Mountain, man. Space Mountain, you got to get it right.
Me, Space
Woo!
Mountain.
Woo! Rick's going to be very upset if you don't get it right when we get him on here to talk about his life and times and his, in whatever state he might be in.
Yeah. Well, one condition we know somebody's in, and that's Tom Coughlin's still sharp as a tack, and it's really interesting. You know, his senior advisor to football operations title that he has now, he feels like he can just kind of bounce around the league and do what he wants, and he has. He commented on Odell Beckham Jr., calling him a distraction, and you know he wouldn't have stood for that with himself on the sidelines. And he also took a visit up to Buffalo.
Yeah, but he did last year in his zeal to win games, let's be honest about it.
But I mean, you know, this time around, if it starts to become a distraction, as we've talked about with this organization, at a certain point, and you mentioned it, sometimes you become more trouble than you're worth. They're not going to get rid of him this year, but I'll be curious to see how the rest of the year plays out, as we've discussed.
And well, maybe Odell Beckham Jr. gets rid of himself. He said he's not having fun playing football anymore, so maybe he hangs up his spikes and finds something else to do. I don't know what that great LSU education is going to get him, but, well, it's up to him.
Somehow I'm thinking no. But Coughlin also took a trip up to Buffalo to have a chat with Rex and the team after the 0-2 start. I'm not saying it turned him around, but found it interesting that Rex requested he come up and have a chat with him.
Maybe he needed some real estate advice since Rex may all be finding a new home in the offseason. What do you say we get out of here, Bob? Thanks to John Frankel. Thanks to Robert, very quietly, for pushing all the right buttons some of the time. Most importantly, thanks to all of you. You know the drill. Wherever you're listening to Spano and Black, stay there. For Bob Black, I'm Joe Spano. So long until tomorrow, we come at you with a brand new edition of the Spano and Black Attack. Woo! Good day, all.